Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is the gentleman seated here right next to me, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only, Fred Dreyer, the guy who brings the life and fun to this show each week, as you can tell right now as he grabs all sorts of good things. Oh, look at that. He's getting some of my jelly bellies right in front of me there. Thank you, Fred. Welcome. Oh, wait a second. Let me put this button here. Yeah. Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Everything is good on this side of the room. How about you over there?
Everything is good right here on this side of the room. It's like same side. We're at SoFi Stadium. If you watch us on video, here's the deal. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio on all the radio stations and all the digital platforms, the Google Home speaker, the Amazon Echo. Just say, hey, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio, and you can hear us. You can hear us by dialing on your cell phone, pound 250. It's a phone call. You dial pound 250. When the call is answered, they say, what's the keyword? You say CRN. They'll load our app on your phone, and you can listen to us wherever
it's
you are.
It's the best deal in town, I swear.
It's free.
It's better than joining Netflix.
Exactly. Thank you, Fred.
See?
You're the social media genius, as I've always known all along. And then we're on Sports Byline, all of their great radio stations. Sirius XM, oh my gosh, let me tell you, Sirius XM, channel 217 on Sirius, channel 203 on XM, 967 on their internet service. We're on video on Twitter, on Twitch, on Facebook, on Periscope, on Roku, Tiki Live, crntalk.com.
And the cartoon channel, aren't we?
I think so. I think that's coming up soon.
Warner Brothers Cartoon Channel.
Yeah, so we welcome you to the show. We got a big week here. How's your week been, Fred?
It's been not unlike yours. I've been trying to juggle several different things.
See?
From the professional side and the non-professional side. You don't want to know about the non-professional side.
No, you don't want to know about that.
You don't want to know about that.
Stay out. I'm not interested. And don't forget, on Facebook Live, we've got our chat room going, so you can chat with us if you would like to. All you have to do is make some comments there. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
See you next time.
See you next time. Abbreviated version. Stand by for Dodger baseball. No, we'll be back. We got a full hour
pitching,
here.
By the way. Anybody pitching over there?
No, I think Clayton Kershaw came in here because he's got a little excess energy after only going.
I saw him in the parking lot. He was just stammering around. He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Throwing pretzels and peanut bags in the stand because he's got extra energy. He was only in there an inning and a third.
If I hadn't yelled at him, that truck would have hit him.
We'll be right back here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash, free to every Robert Dobby fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM Channel 211. And we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN or CRN Talk, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
It's it, and it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you always. We have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, Ray has contacted you at freddryer@crntalk.com. That's our email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Would that be Ray Foote?
crntalk.com. Yep, he says, great show, Fred and Mike. A couple quick questions from back in your Giants days.
Yes.
An old yearbook says you went on a canoe trip down the Amazon. If true, how was it? And please confirm, were you ever sent out on offense with the Giants? I swear I saw you at split end. Is that true?
Split end. Let's see. I was never an offensive player, nor did I take a snap or line up in an offensive position with the New York Giants. I think if Bobby Crispino was number 89, and he left the Giants. He was there from 61 to 68. I came in the following year, and Subway Sid Moret, the equipment manager for the Giants at the time.
Who was that?
Subway Sid Moret.
I love this guy.
He said, here you go, Super Rook. Here's your new jersey. It's just it's fresh off the griddle. And they said, here it is. It was Bobby Crispino's number. So I inherited Bobby Crispino's number, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
89?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the beginning of that. Now, let's get to the main crux of Ray's question here. An old yearbook says you were on a canoe trip down the Amazon. Is it true? And if it was, how was it?
Those are private moments. And
what does that mean? What does that mean? Give us a little taste of something. Did you do a canoe trip?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how that surfaced. I think it resurfaced when I was a holdout in 1970, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was on a sabbatical. I was different places at that time.
Okay, when you were a holdout. Now, Cody, yeah. Who wrote to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, said, Mr. Dreyer, I've been a dear fan of yours ever since I was a child in the 80s.
Oh,
Hunter was and still is my all-time favorite TV show.
God bless
my
you.
Dad and I would watch it together every week. And anyway, I followed you here on Facebook, and I really enjoy all your posts. It's really it's a great hearing from you. Just wanted to say hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love hearing from people who remember the early years.
You know, this SB Nation article talks about you and a lot of different things that you've done, but it did not talk about the fact that you did throw, I believe, out of any TV personality in the history of television, in the golden age, before, after, in between, you threw more people off buildings than any other TV motion picture star.
Thank you.
And I think that's something
Thank
you should
you.
Be proud of.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Bending guy.
Now, if you
building.
think about what's on TV today.
Yes.
There's some very well-produced shows, certainly.
Yes.
And nicely acted and stuff, and whatever you want to say about the procedural aspects of detective shows in the last 20 years, that's fine. But there's nothing like a big stunt when you go to a 10, 12-story building downtown. And you see the team come in and blow those airbags up. Takes a couple hours to get those airbags placed and blown up. And then they position the cars around the bag. So when they have a long shot of the guy coming off the building, when I hit him, knock him out, and he flies off the building and the camera's up on the roof and you see the guy go out of frame, then you cut to the wide shot where the guy is now just going 100 miles an hour straight down. You actually see him drop and he goes past the cars that were in the forefront
because it hits
onto the airbag.
Yeah.
And it's really a great visual.
And
really a lot of fun.
Those were stunt guys, I would take it, that you knocked off the
roof.
No,
those are guys we just...
That you didn't like anymore.
Those are guys that we picked up on the way off the freeway.
Those were guys that you just say, hey, you want to be in
a TV show? You want to make $5?
Yeah. And so you would use those guys, and that's pretty good. Nobody was injured in the filming of Hunter. Did he have injuries there at all?
Well, I mean, no to speak of.
No,
nothing serious.
Yeah. You did what, 7, 8 years on Hunter?
Yeah, 7.
Seven of them. Did you ever bring in any of your former NFL buddies that were trying to get into acting at all? Did you ever have them in there once in a while as a guest star?
No. They were never around.
They weren't around.
They weren't around here.
Yeah.
And
most were not actors.
And
no training.
You know, most of them, if not all of them, don't have an on-camera presence.
Really?
Yes.
Then how did you cultivate?
There's some great personalities and great characters.
Sure.
For sure. But when you put the camera on somebody, it reads if the person is self-conscious or self-aware. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Someone being self-conscious.
You have to act like the camera's not there and
become
that role.
Well, of course. You have to feel as though that you're just singular in the frame, you know, or interacting with the people there without kind of like looking around and looking like, you know, the old cliche, you know, you got the deer in the headlights look.
Do you still act on occasion? Like if you're going out shopping or something, you got to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go in there as Rick Hunter and check out all the aisles. Do you ever go in or maybe somebody's trying to sell you something at the door, you come up and you're going to be the guy that just won't be sold on anything? Do you take on a role sometimes in
your
life?
Well, actually, I kept one of my fake flip badges.
Really?
Yeah, I have a flip badge.
Yeah.
I carry around with me. So when I go to the store every once in a while,
I work my way through the produce.
You flip
section. The bag and say, Rick Hunter.
I flip the badge out and I just say, Rick Hunter, can I take a look at that celery?
Yes.
So I do that periodically, and it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. So people do that?
Really a lot of fun.
I'm going to take a camera. We're going to do that someday and then become arrested and get thrown in jail.
Why do you have that badge? And I said, well, I'm here to make sure that this celery finds a good home.
It's because you're Rick Hunter, an LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street.
Throw him off the roof. Get him down. Get him out of here.
Hunter, weeknights on the Icon Channel. Nobody can throw a guy off a building like Rick Hunter. That's it.
All right.
Because you did try out for Miami Vice, according to that SB Nation article. Is that correct?
I read for a lot of things over the years and did not get
you
most
almost got Sam Malone.
Yeah, of course.
On Cheers. Here's the deal. You were more believable in the sports background department because there was supposed to be a former football player.
Yep.
And instead, they thought that Ted Danson was okay, but he didn't look like a football guy, so they made him a baseball pitcher.
Well, that wasn't it totally.
Really? What was the true story?
Well, what the complete story was is that Ted had more acting experience than I did. And scenes as they made him a baseball player.
Okay.
Then they would go that way. And clearly he was the right choice.
All right.
Which doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I would have probably done it a little bit differently.
Land's End, you were the first guy to do like a syndicated type TV show. This was in Cabo San Lucas. You wrote those, a lot of those episodes.
Well, we created the show.
Yeah. And I bet that was a big deal when you were filming in Mexico. I bet all the locals said, what's going on? TV show or something? Did you get a crowd to
watch?
I'm
going to tell you something. Cabo, Alaska Airlines exploded because of our show down there.
Really?
Alaska Airlines put in a direct flight from New York City to Cabo San Lucas.
Whoa.
So we brought in a lot of people. We got, Alaska Airlines gave us all transportation stuff because we told them this would explode your business. And boy, were we right.
And will they still do that now if you and I go for a flight somewhere?
No, they'll tell us to get the hell off the property.
They don't want us around at all, right? Who are you? Yeah. That's Rick Hunter, a guy who'll get the bad guy off the street. We'll be back here. It's the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We're back on the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The man we call the Sultan of Safeties. He had two safeties in one game. In the same period, for God's sake, same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, from Land's End, from Crisis, from Agent X, you name it. List of movies goes on and on in TV shows. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Don't forget the movie, The Fantastic...
What was it?
The Fantastic D.C. Collins.
Wait a minute. Let me write that one down so I get it in the next break. What is it now? The Fantastic...
It's one of the first things I ever did in Hollyweird.
The Fantastic D.C. Collins. What was that movie about?
Yeah, D.C. Collins was a...
Was what?
Was a kid who had special powers.
I got to pull that,
that
one out there.
It was done in 1980 or something.
That's great. The Fantastic D.C. Collins. Did you play the role of D.C. Collins?
No.
What was your role?
I played an intermediary, an interloper.
What was your character's name?
I have no idea.
You forgot totally.
No, I don't know.
You're the method actor. Yeah. All right, where are we headed here? Well, you came up with a genius idea.
A couple months ago, we had Dan Levitt, author of In Pursuit of Pennant. It gives the reader an inside look into the different cultures and challenges facing professional
sports. Baseball operations from baseball, from the days of dead ball to money ball and everything in between. He knows all about the great teams of all times.
And how and why they were built and what is it that makes great organizations? What are general managers, what are they faced with in not only spotting great talent, but maintaining the culture of great talent in their organization. So he's with us. We thought we would welcome him and talk a little bit about what's going on in baseball today. Dan, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. And where are you? Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
You're in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes. We were just talking about those organizations, Vikings.
The Twins.
So, Dan, tell us about this book. The book is called In Pursuit of Pennants. Why did you write the book?
Well, I think there's sort of been a vacancy of this kind of a book in the sense of the operational side. Why did some teams turn out really good, and why did other teams not? There's been a lot of stories told about individual teams throughout the years, but what are some of the things that you can look at that blend teams together, or that you can tie teams together that did things well? And exceeded and created sort of long-term excellence.
So when you look through this, you got to be a student of the game of baseball. You went back and looked at some of the great dynasties and why they were great. We were just talking about this before. I was reading another book called The Best Team Money Can Buy, and they talked about the Cardinal way. They had like $27 million payroll, and the Dodgers had $109 billion payroll. And, they were building from within the organization. That, to me, as a kid, was the way I always thought the good teams operated, but not so much anymore. And should they get back to that?
Well, I think there's still something to be said for what I'll call the ways. And, the Cardinal way isn't just modern. Branch Rickey, the great all-time general manager who introduced Jackie Robinson.
Before he went to the Dodgers.
Yeah, he started, he was on the Cardinals before the Dodgers and really introduced the Cardinal way. The Oriole way were the great 60s and 70s. And I'd say there's sort of three things that go into having a way. One is you have this training throughout the organization where, in low class A, you're learning the exact same way to do things as you're doing it in the majors, and everybody takes that training very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second thing has to do with what kind of players you're looking for. There's a Cardinal type player or an Oriole type player.
Right.
And in the Cardinals, they found a bunch of guys who can all throw 90 plus, and you know, don't seem to get hurt all that much. Of course, you know, pitchers get hurt, but they seem to have less injuries. And when Wainwright got hurt, it wasn't an arm injury. It was that Achilles he got when he was running. And then I'd say the third thing is you sort of have this institutional pride. You know, the Cardinals way, I mean, one of the things that you know, when you hear about it is that the players talk about how the institutional, going all the way back to these days of Branch Rickey Howe, the great Cardinal organization. So I, of course, you know, there's strategy and then you have to execute it and create that. But I think that there really is something to these ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And you know, it's like the there's just the spirit, there's the feeling there. It is with the players. It does start with the organizational attitude. I went to the spring training once 20 years ago, first time I ever went in my life, and I'm going there going, I'm going to watch them do sliding. I'm going to watch them make the double play. I'm going to watch them bunt. And instead, they were playing the baseball game, and the guys had the model cars there, remote control cars, driving them out on the field and stuff. There was no attention to detail on anything at the teams I was watching. And, you know, I talked to the great Sparky Anderson on his show one time. And Sparky, you know, was saying, hey, there were sliding days. There were days that they had to learn how to bunt. All that's gone from spring training now, isn't it, Dan Lovett?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think certainly there's a time to let your hair down and let the players have fun and sort of create that atmosphere. But clearly, you know, you need to take it seriously, and training matters.
Fred, you brought up the fact there's all sorts of different cultures in baseball, and Dan, you were answering that question saying that baseball has sort of changed here in the modern day.
And I think the teams that integrate the players from around the world into their teams are the ones that have done the best. So a guy like Pat Gillick, really, when he was one of the first guys to bring a lot of players from the Dominican Republic to his team with the help of great scout Epi Guerrero, who he had known. And what was but they were integrated into the team, and so the team again had a really, you know, they had a great run, 86 wins for 11 or more for 11 straight years. So absolutely, there's, you got to make sure you integrate the players right, but you got to find them. You can't just rely on the U.S. draft anymore.
Well, not only that is that, you know, when I was I mentioned you know, the Dodgers used to have it called a thing called the Dodger way, and every player that came up through the organization at every level, single A, double A, triple, the big league club, and when they left, they took those fundamentals and skills
they had
and,
the Dodger
and that
way.
Discipline
yes.
with them. So that was known throughout the league, and. And so when the O'Malley's sold the team over to Fox, that wasn't carried through. And then when Fox screwed everything up and the team collapsed, they sold it to another guy, you know, McCourt, who didn't know anything about the history and about the fundamentals of what is important for a team. You know, in football, as you well know, Dan, you know, the team is known for a brand of football because of the head coach, and when a general manager and an owner go out and get a coach, they bring him in, and the coach tells them, this is how I want to run the team. Chuck Knox did that to the Rams for 5 years in the 70s, and then when he left, it was carried through for a while, and then the owner died, and then the people left to carry through all of this teaching and learning and stuff, you know, they left, and there was nobody there to carry it through. So it was in football, it goes through periods of times, and that's one of the reasons that a lot of these teams fluctuate so much in pro football, you know. And in baseball, you have a better chance of being good for a long period of time because they're actually going to college within your organization.
You have a fundamental. If they do that, though, that's the whole deal.
Yeah, but they don't do it. But they don't do it.
And the Dodgers had that guy, Dan, what was his name, that was their GM for a while, that brought up Ethier and made the trade and got some of those. But, you know, they had this kind of a feel. But nowadays they have these guys that are like number chuckers. If, you know, this guy hits better on the left side than the right side. And, you know,
it gets down to the macro stuff.
It gets down to the player. The player knows. You take a guy like Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers. He knows when to shorten his swing and get a base hit and knock in some runs. And he knows when to swing for the fences. He's smart.
Right. No, I mean, it absolutely comes down to the players. And I'd say that in baseball, one of the things that the good general managers have done coming into these organizations is doing exactly what you talked about with Fred, you know, with Chuck Knox, for example, you know, Neil Huntington in Pittsburgh. I mean, there's a team that just had no yeah. culture and had gone through a bunch of GMs, and he really sort of turned that around, went out and got a bunch of young guys. They spent a whole lot of money rebuilding their farm system, signing young guys.
There you go.
In baseball, I think it's almost more on the general manager to change that culture, where you're right, like in football or college sports, it's clearly on the head coach.
You've got to build from within. I really think that's good.
Well, and I think that one of the things that this show is about today in baseball is how hard it is, because really every team has a smart front office and enough money to win. I mean, if you go back 10 years, you got teams like the Royals and the Pirates that were perennially out of it. You look in the 90s, a team like the Twins might have been perennially out of it in the mid-90s. Today, you go to next year, you wouldn't say any team was out of it.
Right.
Even a team like the Phillies, I mean, they got a bunch of young guys. You could make a case for them. So every organization, I mean, the bar is really high today in baseball.
Yeah. Dan, tell us how we can order your book.
It's generally available at your favorite online book site. It's
Amazon.
Also available at some of the bookstores.
It's called In Pursuit of Penance,
yeah,
and the author is Dan Levitt. You mentioned that nowadays in baseball, it's keeping that pitching staff healthy.
I tell you what, is we've been talking about the Cardinals, and you know, they've been doing it as well as anybody. And I think one of it just goes back to who you end up drafting. I mean, they've been drafting and signing, you know, young guys who can throw 90 and seem to be able to keep healthy.
But you know, the Cardinals always show up. They always make great moves. And they always have a great pitching staff. Well, Dan, look, we sure appreciate you joining us and stopping by to talk about your book.
The book is called In Pursuit of Penance. The author is Dan Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T. Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
We'll talk to Dan again soon, I'm sure, and that's our show. If you miss anything, log on to our website at crntalk.com. Download our cell phone app. It's very simple. On your smartphone, you dial a phone call, #250. That's the number, pound, and then 250. Hit send. When the phone call is answered, they ask for the keyword. Say CRN Talk. Our app will be downloaded right to your phone. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
Yes, please email me. Please tweet me, and I got to really get this blonde out of my van.
We got to tell that story someday, that blonde in the van in Arkansas. I can't wait to hear.
It's really a good one.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Don't fear larger, more established competitors. Remember, you're introducing new products into the market because there is a need for them. You have something that your competition lacks. Many older companies are still hesitant or unwilling to shift their businesses online, leaving the door open for small businesses to win their customers and capture market share at a fraction of the cost. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies' Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hi, this is Marcia Hawkins of Elevating with Marcia. Join me this week where we're talking about post-pandemic business strategies and the relationships businesses have with their customers and how to improve and recover from the 2020 lockdowns, employee shortages, and online reviews. Join me on Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Elevating with Marcia, XM 203, Sirius 217, and on the app 967, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. I'm talking about the acting and football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to our show. We are proud to have with us Jim Ross.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Talking about
WWE
legend.
Hall of Fame announcer, barbecue connoisseur,
he's the
Fight
man.
TV spokesperson, and number one Oklahoma Sooner fan. Jim, welcome to our show.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be with you, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Honor to have you, Jim Ross. I'm a wrestling fan from way back, and you are the guy. Good old JR. You were called matches forever. In fact, going back to you were in sports going back to high school, weren't you? Didn't you play some baseball when you were in high school?
I played. I lettered 4 years of my high school football team and my basketball team. Believe it or not, I was a defensive specialist in basketball. I tell people. if there were only more than five personal fouls in a game, I might have been a star, but it didn't work out that way. But, you know, I love sports, and I was the only child, so my imagination kind of ran wild with me, and I was always influenced by, back in the day, Harry Carey and Jack Buck were my role models as far as storytellers were concerned, and I checked them out, you know, pretty much every night on my little transistor radio there in Oklahoma, so... they were the voice of the Cardinals. That was a big deal.
How actually did you get pulled into wrestling?
Yeah, how'd you go?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I love how you phrased that question, Fred.
Pulled into it. How'd you get pulled into wrestling?
How did you get in that last marriage you were in that didn't last long? JR.
Come on, JR. Give spilling.
I was a fan. Unabashedly will admit I was a fan, still am. I love the theater, and it's simple, and I'm a simple guy. But I was in college. Our fraternity needed to do some things to rehabilitate our image, the dean of students informed us.
Right.
So we did a variety of fundraisers. At that time, the territorial wrestling promotion did fundraisers for nonprofit organizations, of which our fraternity was one. So I helped promote two events for our college field house, at our college field house, Northeastern State University. Used to be called the Redmond, but we know that's terribly politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
You've got
to be very careful there.
Come on, Jim Ross. Watch out there, JR.
I'm sorry. I brought it up.
Take it easy.
I apologize. Now they're the Riverhawks.
Okay, that's better.
Take it from the Alex. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a stellar name. Yeah. It rises the cockles of your soul when you're going to go play a game. But nonetheless, I met some guys in wrestling business. They said, hey, we got a job for you after you get out of school. So I left school a semester early thinking I'll just be gone a summer and I'll have great stories to tell my buddies. And that little sabbatical lasted 40 years.
Wow.
And I'm still in the wrestling business in a certain sense. I've always said it cost me some gigs along the way. I get it. It is kind of like being the skinniest kid at fat camp. I get that. But, man, I had a lot of fun. It was just the locker rooms, the stories. It was a crazy business. And God almighty, I got in at the right place at the right time. I went from a one- or two-camera shoot to playing stadiums. It's just been great.
Well, you were also responsible for recruiting a lot of the talent in professional wrestling.
You brought a lot of them up there, JR.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar. How tell us how you started off announcing. Is that correct? And then you worked your way into you got more involved in the profession, didn't you?
I started out as a grunt on the ring crew.
What's a grunt? What do you do? What does a grunt on the ring crew do?
Well, you unload. You set the ring up.
Got it.
You tear it down. You set it up. You put it back on a trailer. You drive the next town. You take it out. You set it up. You know,
like a circus. Like a circus. You know.
Kind of like a circus thing. You know,
yeah. So I was a grunt, the lowest paid job on the team. But then I started being the driver of our boss, who was blind. So I became his driver. First time I rode in a Cadillac, I drove one. It's kind of cool. Nobody cares anymore. You know, I say, well, when I say something along those lines, just Google it. You know, that was 74, so it was a big deal to me to come off the farm and get in a Cadillac.
Exactly.
So, you know, my dad said, boy, son, you must be farting through silk. So something like that, Dad. Yeah.
Something good there, Jim. I started
doing that. Then I wanted to be a broadcaster, as I mentioned, and my bosses knew that, so I drove my blind boss, who was the color commentator on their television show, to Shreveport to do the twice-a-month television tapings, and the TV announcer was on vacation. He worked for the TV station. They had forgot to inform the wrestling promotion that their announcer was going to be gone.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You actually had a blind color commentator?
Yeah. I had never done... Never done a television broadcast in my life, so I'm sitting there with no headset.
That's some broadcast.
Two camera shoot and a blind color analyst.
This is good. I like this. And so how did they put you in that? Did you say I can do it or something? How'd you get the gig?
Well, they knew that my goals were someday to be the to do broadcast.
Gotcha.
And get off the damn ring crew.
So here's your chance.
So I'd rather wear a suit than a pair of leather gloves and work boots to, you know, unload the ring apparatus. So
right.
That was a better deal for me. I like those hours. I like to, you know, so it was a better thing. And I was, they gave me a chance. And so I ran with the damn thing. You know, I said, I may never do another one. By God, I'm going to do this one.
Boy, I'm telling you, I did a little wrestling. We used to go out with the WWE and then WCW when CRN first started, and we had a guy on Dynamite D that was had a wrestling show. And so we went on, did play-by-play on the radio for wrestling when you do the local shows, and I went to the Forum in Los Angeles. And I was just blown away because guys like Sting and Abdul the Butcher were in the ring, and they did come out and they took our big box that we used to keep the equipment, and they'd smash each other over the head with it, and they picked up our little telephone receiver and threw it, and oh my gosh, it kind of goes with itself. You got to just kind of roll with it. Everything sort of just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to roll with it, and you just provide the narrative that you see. I always say this, and I really believe, you know, I'm doing boxing now for CBS Sports Network.
Wow.
With good old Al Bernstein.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer, and nice, really a hell of a man.
He's good.
Good guy.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, good man. So anyway, I've always believed this in broadcasting. The game creates the music. The broadcasters are the lyricists. It's up to us as storytellers to put the right words with the scene that we're involved in. So in wrestling, if it was a real good match, it sounded like a real good match. If it was really good, I'd make it a little better, I hoped.
Well, yeah, Jim Ross, you're always the best. You're in the WWE Hall of Fame. You are amazing. And a lot of things people don't know about you. I don't know if Fred knows this or not, but we mentioned you played baseball in high school. Didn't you play a little football for a while, too? You were a two-time All-Conference, someone told me.
Yeah, I was an offensive lineman. Slow, white, no demand from me, but I did have real good grades, so that helped me when I got to college. But yeah, I played, and I also officiated for 20 years, high school and college football, basketball, and baseball. So I've always been a real sports guy, but I did get in the wrestling, but I got drawn in, and I love the road life, I love the nightlife, I love the never was no off season.
Hey, Jim Ross, it's the whole thing is, when you got into wrestling, it was like a regional sport, right? Each different area had their own source of wrestlers. It wasn't a national thing at the time, correct?
You're absolutely right.
And so what area did you work? You were in the South, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got into 74, and you go back to those same towns every week. You had like a little milk run. And so all the the groupies knew where the motels where all the boys stayed at. It was Sodom and Gomorrah, those places. And I was a naive, early 20-something-year-old kid. And, hell, I didn't know what marijuana was. I didn't know what speed was. I told a guy one time, I said, man, I'm really tired. Wahoo McDaniel played football, the NFL, AFL.
Wahoo McDaniel.
I said, why? I said, chief, I'm really down. I'm really feeling like I got the flu or something. He said, here, take one of these. I have no idea what it was, how stupid and naive I was. I trusted my fellow Oklahoma Sooner.
That's a mistake.
This was on a Monday.
Yep.
And I finally went to sleep on Thursday. Honest to God, true.
That was one pill.
And you
one pill.
One pill. And then who did it? Was it? How did it get organized national? Because there was Turner did WCW and McMahon did the WWF, correct?
Well, it came down to two big players in the yard. It was WWE and WCW. WCW made some erroneous decisions. Their upper level management bailed on them. The new brains behind TBS wanted a different image. And so WCW fell on hard times. WWE bought WCW. I was the EVP of the company at the time. So we bought WCW, and that pretty well eliminated all the national competitions there is.
Yeah.
And so right now, it's not like they have a monopoly on it, but does the NFL have a monopoly on professional football?
Yeah.
Other leagues,
yeah.
No, right? But
no,
really,
but yeah, for all intents and purposes, that's the big league.
Well, there's only a couple of regional circuits going now, isn't there? Other than the
it's
national
just the WWE, I think, right?
Is that it? Just a national circuit? That's it.
WWE's the biggest brand in the world, the biggest footprint because it's global in 160 something countries. I think maybe close to 200 wow. now. I have multiple languages. When they do a pay-per-view, they bring in a Russian broadcast team, a Spanish team, a Japanese team, an Italian team.
These guys are world stars. These guys are world stars.
Czech Republic, they drink a lot of beer, JR. Jim Ross is with us. And Fred alluded to this. You brought up some of the talent, I mean, including The Rock, right? You were the executive VP,
yeah.
So
uh-huh.
You had The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, for gosh sakes, correct?
Well, you go out there and recruit those guys. You know, you gotta hit those junior colleges like Fred went to. You gotta go places that might not be quote unquote on the beaten track, but
yeah.
You gotta go where the athletes are.
Where'd you find The Rock? Where did you find The Rock? Where'd you find Dwayne?
Rock's grandfather was a wrestler, Peter Maivia. Rock's father, Rocky Johnson, was a wrestler.
Wow.
Rock was went through Miami. Played for Dennis Erickson, won a national title there in football. Finally got hooked up in the CFL with Calgary. He got cut from the Calgary Stampeders practice squad. He came back to Miami, where he was living, married, and had $7 to his name. And I was told by a friend of the family, Pat Patterson, that he was looked like a good prospect, that I should go scout and look at him. I did. And we made an agreement to sign him up on that day.
When you went out to see him, what would you have him do?
I had him do drills, and I had him do drills in the wrestling ring, hitting basically for simplicity's sake in this conversation, agility drills inside a wrestling
agility,
ring.
Inside a wrestling ring. And you do now, Jim Ross. We should talk about this. You got a website. You've written some books. You got a podcast that we should get here on CRN. We got to talk to you about this. It's called The Ross Report. Are you doing that every week?
Yeah, I do it. It drops every Tuesday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Podcast One and iTunes. The Ross Report. Last year, I don't know what this means. It may be like my wrestling accolades. The skinniest kid at Fat Camp. I think that my podcast was acknowledged as a top 100 podcast in the business last year.
I would think so. I would think so. This is.
I'm happy about it. I'm making a couple of dollars on it finally, and so.
And your barbecue sauce? You still got the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I sell that online at www.shop.com in Ingles grocery stores throughout the Southeast, and we're just getting ready to cut a deal for Australia and. And New Zealand.
There's no stopping you.
There's no stopping. You got to come back here. What's your website, Jim Ross? You got a website?
JRSBARBQ.com. And, hey, look, the main thing that I'm having so much fun with right now is the Fight App, F-I-T-E. It's a free app. If you like combat sports, boxing, wrestling, MMA.
Thank you, Jim. Hang on, Jim. Hold on.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
We're back on the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Neighbor Paul joining us in just a minute. But we got Jim Ross here. And Jim, you said you have an app. It's called Fight TV, right? F-I-T-E-TV.
Yeah, it's spelled, guys, it's F-I-T-E, and it's a free app. You got a smart device and Wi-Fi, you're in the game. We specialize in hundreds and hundreds of hours of MMA, pro boxing, all kinds of MMA, different tournaments around the world, and, of course, pro wrestling. So we've got Bruce Lee movies. It's a combat sport app.
Fight, F-I-T-E, right?
A lot of the content's free.
F-I-T-E, and it's Jim Ross.
Jim, let me ask you a question. Who was the number one guy on the horn? Who's the best guy on interviews?
Oh, probably Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
You know, I got to tell you this. When I was, I went to the Hula Bowl in 1968, and on the beach out in front of the Maui Surf Rider Hotel, I run into Freddie Blassie. And I walked over to him. I said, "Mr. Blassie, my name is Fred Dreyer. I'm here with the football outfit. And I just got to tell you, I used to go to the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles and watch you wrestle and pound the hell out of Mr. Togo. And then afterwards, you used to go into locker room laments and put your finger in Dick Lane's chest and wear him out. I loved you, and it was fantastic." He looks at me and says, "Get out of here, you pencil neck geek."
That's great. Hey, he wasn't going to fall out of character and say, "Oh, thank you very much, young man. You're very kind."
That's right. I'm going to do that.
He's always the heel.
He's always the guy.
The villain.
He was
Jim
so
Ross,
good.
Don't be a stranger. Come back and be with us again soon. We love you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, fellas. Have a blessed week.
Thank you.
You too. Fight TV, F-I-T-E, is his new app for you. Neighbor Paul, say hello, by the way.
Fred Blassie and Fred Dreyer together on the beach at Hawaii.
It was a memorable moment.
And you're going to be with Fred. You're hosting the show soon, am I right?
I am looking forward to it. It's an opportunity that
will
lifetime.
You're going to Hawaii.
I'm going to be going to, I'm going to, I'll be, yeah, I'll be in Hawaii. The niece is getting married. We're out of time. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Hey, listen, this has been a great show for us. We're really glad you could tune in. And Mike, I have a great time when you, wherever you go.